From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad and Tobago forced to make repayment deadlines on its foreign debt. The United States denies it's allowing the OAS embargo against Haiti to crumble and points the finger to Europe. And conflicting views over the impact in the Caribbean of contractions in world alumina prices. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago will not seek to reschedule its debt repayments of $600 million, which fall due this year. That's just a fraction of the $2.5 billion the country owes to overseas debtors. Tony Fraser reports on how the Patrick Manning government proposes to deal with this large outflow of hard currency.
Without the option of rescheduling to ease the payments, the government will seek to float on the international capital market bonds amounting to $100 million. This, the finance minister says, is necessary as the commercial debt and the debt payments owed to agencies such as the IMF and the World Bank are inflexible. And there is need, he says, for an inflow of hard currency to help with the debt service payments.